You're such a hypocrite. Are words we might think or say about somebody, but would someone say them to us? What do you think about hypocrites? We often condemn them, especially politicians, like the Prime Minister's right-hand man, Dominic Cummings, who seemingly broke the very pandemic rules he was telling us to obey. We don't like hypocrisy in others, and yet maybe we can all be guilty of a bit of hypocrisy, like standing too close to someone in the supermarket queue when we condemn it in others, like criticising other drivers for doing what we sometimes do. Reminds me of a story my old minister used to tell of the drunk who turned up at the back of a church service and shouted in, "This church is full of hypocrites." The minister calmly replied, "True, but there's always room for one more. Come away in. For churches, for people who fail, and we all fail at being what we really want to be." In one sense, maybe we're all hypocrites because we in no way ever match our standards that we aim at. Robert Burns and Jesus were alike in their criticism of hypocrites, of people who don't practice what they preach, say one thing, do another. It's relevant today. I was reading a newspaper article about hypocrisy. It said we can all agree we cannot stand a hypocrite, but it's so often true we're the hypocrites, for it's much harder to spot our own hypocrisy, even when we're accusing someone else of the very thing we do. A recent poll suggested 3/4 of us say we're following the COVID rules, yet we think only 1 in 9 others are. So it suggests 60% of us are possibly hypocrites. As Jesus put it, why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the great plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye before you criticise the speck in someone else's eye. The newspaper article suggested we do give ourselves more room to break the rules for what seems to us good reasons when it's us. The article concluded we are all hypocrites, but at least it means we're wanting to be better people even although we fail. Perhaps it's right to show up hypocrisy in politicians and other leaders, and to admire those who can resist hypocrisy. But let's not be too quick to condemn others who fail like we do, like in dieting, for example. Let's accept we also fail, but let's keep trying to be better and aim at something higher, even if it sometimes means we're hypocrites.